top of you there.
I sure am.
Say hi to Gavin DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Papa? I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Ready to go?
Yeah, man, of course.
Let's do this up. 97.9 105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Gavin DeGraw. How you doing, bro?
Doing great, man. How are you feeling?
I am fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
Right now I'm in L.A.
Awesome. Very cool. I absolutely was 14th row for your show at in Syracuse just a few days ago.
Oh, right on, man.
And I'll tell you what, dude. Fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
It was a great crowd. I thought it was a great crowd.
It really was. Really,
New York really showed up that night. You know what I mean?
It is. And you're made me proud. You're a quasi-local boy, right? Where are you from originally?
Yeah, I'm from the Catskills.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, from a town near Monticello, New York, called South Fallsburg, New York.
So, Gavin, let me ask you this. Coming from a small town and making it big, how did you go about going from there to getting the record deal and whatnot? Did you do a lot of stuff in the city, or did you do a lot of stuff just like sending stuff out? Did you do internet? What was your big thing?
I did mostly playing in New York City. I knew a couple from upstate New York, actually, from my hometown, that I met literally in high school. Who, you know, I met out playing at a bar, and they took me on early on, literally when I was like a teenager.
Nice.
And they started sending me out, and like they really kind of broke me into the whole New York idea, you know. And initially sent a demo that I made to a friend of theirs at a record company, and so they sent it in. This woman who was really cool. She was a big, you know, an A&R director at RCA Records years ago.
Nice.
And, you know, I got offered this contract, but the contract really wasn't right for me at the time, you know.
Okay.
And I remember not signing the contract, but it's ironic because, you know, a few years later, I ended up signing with a record company that ultimately, over the last, literally this year, I went from being on what was called J Records to being on RCA Records anyway.
That's fantastic.
Funny enough, years later. Funny, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're talking to Gavin DeGraw. New single, Not Over You. You can get it on iTunes right now. GavinDeGraw.com for all of your Gavin DeGraw needs. Dude, I'll tell you what. Your music absolutely keeps slapping me in the face, like, on a regular basis.
Oh man, really?
I mean that in a good way and in a bad way.
Oh.
Your song Follow Through like haunts me like a mofo.
Oh no.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. I originally got turned on to it because a good friend of mine, it was their wedding song.
Oh wow, cool.
Okay. And that number one, that's got to be cool for you being the songwriter and the whole thing. That's got to be a cool thing.
I love that, man. It's a great compliment.
Absolutely. And then in the last two previous relationships, they both girls absolutely quoted Follow Through to me verbatim, and I'm like, damn you, Gavin DeGraw.
Oh no, I'm gonna get you, Gavin DeGraw.
Damn you, Gavin DeGraw.
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're not. Not one bit.
I take it all back. One day I'll reveal to you the secret code of those lyrics.
So, I mean, obviously, I would imagine that kind of stuff and the new single, Not Over You, all that comes from personal stuff, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's, you know, you have to write about what you know. You know, some of it is, of course, manipulated in certain ways, you know.
Oh, I'm fully aware. Fully aware, Gavin. Thanks.
Yeah, you have to like twist it up a little bit, because, you know, I don't want anybody to get, you know, feel like I'm, you know, I'm talking specifically just about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then you have a lawsuit and you're screwed.
Exactly. I'll be like, oh yeah, you have a lawsuit coming from this woman named such and such. Like, oh no,
you know, no.
You're thinking 2000 such and such between the months of.
Talking to Gavin DeGraw, the new single "Not Over You," it's on iTunes. The new album coming out in September, the full thing Sweeter, so you can pre-order that. GavinDeGraw.com. Got to ask how you feel.
And also remember, you know, yes. "Not Over You," the single,
yes,
has nothing to do with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, absolutely not.
No,
it has nothing to do with mine either, bro.
You know what? They're not even on our minds.
Oh, never.
Who even are they?
Absolutely. Screw you, Gavin DeGraw. I gotta ask, man, how you feeling?
I feel good, bro. Yeah. I'm all patched up, man. So I healed up pretty good, and I healed up really, really quickly. Fortunately, I still have some remnants of the concussion.
Right.
Which is essentially, I'm a little
dizzy,
a little bit dizzy here and there.
Right.
You know? Sort of like someone just picked me up and shook me.
Sure, I've had the post concussion, dude. I feel you on that. When the broken nose happened, that must have been like the scariest part because your voice is your living.
Exactly. Yeah. So that did worry me, but fortunately, I had what was a procedure called what's called a closed reduction.
Okay.
It's not like. Surgery.
But I had the same thing when they kept quoting follow through to me. I had the same procedure done. I mean, it's a little bit different, but I think it's called the same thing.
No, I had a closed reduction. You had what was called you're not getting any tonight.
Well, the closed reduction absolutely did you well, man, because in Syracuse, I saw you, and I'm not blowing smoke. My bucket list of concerts, you're on that list, and I can now cross that off. You were fantastic. Wow. So
thank you so much, man. I appreciate that very much.
Ain't no thing. Gavin DeGraw, the new single, Not Over You. We've been playing it here in Kiss FM and getting a huge response from it.
That's awesome, man. On
Twitter, on Facebook, GavinDeGraw.com. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time this morning.
All good, man.
Before you go.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate that. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Gavin DeGraw, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Ooh. Deadwood. Pawn Stars. And Old School Cheers.
Favorite toy as a child?
Yeah, Joe.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
What was that?
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oof. That's a hard one. It wasn't Jingle Bells.
Favorite,
and you know what, DVR? Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Something strong.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Not their elbows.
Favorite toy as an adult?
That's pretty funny.
Gavin DeGraw, the new single, Not Over You. It's available on iTunes. The new album, Sweeter, coming September 20th at GavinDeGraw.com. Dude, whenever you're home, I'll hook you. I'm following you on Twitter. We'll hook up. I'd love to have a beer with you, man. It's just kind of cool, man. I appreciate it.
Awesome, bro. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so
Gavin
much.
Gavin DeGraw, everybody. We'll be really right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you, man.
Dreams. That's where I have to go.